This is St. Louis Public Radio. In November, area school superintendents voted to begin phasing out the Voluntary Interdistrict Choice Corporation, the St. Louis region's long-running school desegregation program. It shuttles thousands of students between the city and St. Louis County. One of these students is Maya Petty. The recent Parkway Central graduate has been in the program since second grade and will attend St. Louis University in the fall. Her experiences as a DSEG student have helped shape her thoughts about inequality in the region. She sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Carolina Hidalgo to share her insights.
I first met Maya Petty last July. She was handing out free lunches to kids in Baden, her North St. Louis neighborhood. She's 18 and she cares deeply about her community. It's where she grew up, but she spent a lot of her time 25 miles away going to Parkway schools in Chesterfield.
Parkway's good. Like, I know Parkway's giving me a good education. So, like, educationally, like, Parkway is 10 out of 10. But, like, socially, emotionally, you gotta think, like, at one point, like, you're like, is it worth it?
Petty's had a hard time fitting in ever since second grade. That's when she started getting bused to Parkway.
I get on the bus, and everyone on the bus is Black. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is how the school's going to be. And then I'm off the bus, and then you're like, oh, it's not like this. We're not all Black. We don't all look the same. At this point, I would say it's kind of what I'm used to, but it's really frustrating to go to school and to be able to, like, count all the Black kids on your hands.
So that's why the hour-long commute back home at the end of each day is a bit of a respite.
It's like going home and taking your shoes off. I feel like that's what it is. Because it's like when you go to like a school like Parkway and you live in the city and you code switch all day and then you're on the bus, you're like, okay, I don't have to do this anymore. Like, I can relax. These people get me. They understand me. Like, they know what I'm trying to say.
Petty just graduated, so she's not riding the bus anymore. But she still thinks about all her neighbors who never got that opportunity.
I don't want the people over here. I don't want my peers to feel like I got where I am because I'm smarter than them, when really I just got lucky. I didn't test into Parkway. Like, it's obvious that because I'm in Parkway, that's the reason why I'm on a college track. And that's the reason why I will be able to attend SLU in the fall and to get scholarships. Because if I tell people I went to Parkway, it looks good. But people who are from Normandy or from Jennings High School don't have those same opportunities, even though they've probably worked twice as hard as I have. So at what point is that, like, it's just not fair.
Petty didn't always question being bused across St. Louis. But then Mike Brown was killed just a few miles from her house. He died days after his graduation from Normandy, an unaccredited school district.
We were talking about Mike Brown, and someone said to me, why don't you go to a city school? And I was like, why don't I? Like, I was like, that's a good question. And I talked to my contemporary issues teacher about it, and he kind of, like, sat me down and, like, talked about, like, the money in the schools and, like, why schools don't get money. And I was like, but that's not fair. Like, why do I get to go here? Why can't I? Like, why am I not in Normandy? Why did Mike Brown not go to Parkway? And after that, I started doing a lot of reading into systems that, like, contributed to his murder and things that made that okay and legal, apparently. And that's when I was like, wow, okay, we can't just say Black Lives Matter. We have to dismantle every system that made it okay for Mike Brown to die. And I think a part of that is definitely, like, the screwed up education system.
Petty wants to do her part to change that. This fall, she'll begin studying early childhood education. Her goal is to one day open a preschool and give other kids like her a head start. I'm Carolina Hidalgo, St. Louis Public Radio.